on the 4th of July.
The Irish Rover.
All right, so a while back we were talking about the playoff race. You basically, if I remember right, you picked Penguins, Panthers because of the experience in these two teams. And I'm like,
to make it? Yeah.
I'm like, Joe, the Panthers aren't going to do it. I actually thought the Penguins wouldn't do it. I actually went the other way, and I thought it was maybe, I think I took the Sabres, but somebody else. But I will tell you, the Panthers now look like they are ready to claim one of these spots and catch the Islanders. It's not just the Sabres catching the Islanders. It's the Sabres obviously fighting with these other teams, and the team now, it's not even Ottawa. It looks like the Florida Panthers are ready to pounce.
Yeah, no, I think it's them. Pun intended
there.
Yes,
I know.
I think they catch the Islanders. I would bet they catch the Islanders. Like, my prediction right now would be the same as it was then. I would think Pittsburgh gets the one wild card spot, Florida gets the two. I can't believe in the Islanders. They just don't have the offensive talent. You know what's funny? They're kind of leaning into that boring mantra. Like, they tweet out, like, after their games now when they win, like boring team wins in Carolina. Like, they're like when Carolina was leaning into being a bunch of jerks.
Yep.
The Islanders are leaning into everyone calling them boring. But they are boring.
All right, so what about, real quick, what about, though, do the Panthers play good enough defense and play goal? Did you see what happened in the first period last night?
I did not.
It was 7-3 at the end of the first period. They were winning.
At the end of one?
One. And then it was 9-4 in the second period to the Canadians on their home ice.
To me, they're like a more mature version of what the Sabres are right now.
Okay, I like
they
that.
Do not play great defense.
No.
Brandon Montour has actually been really good for them, but he's like their number one defenseman this year.
They gave up a goal 16 seconds into the game, and then it was like 2-2, and then they went on a run. It was 7-3 at the end of one period of play, Joe.
Yeah.
The Panthers are winning. All right. The other thing is I'm gonna give you three names, and you can talk about your Levi thing on this.
Yeah,
okay?
I'll be very quick on the Levi thing,
okay,
too. So.
Rank these in order of odds of playing – rank when they will play their first NHL game.
Okay.
Devin Levi, Yuri Kulich, Matthew Savoy.
I'll go – ooh, this is a good question. I'll go Devin Levi number one. I think he plays a game for them this year.
Okay.
This year. I would bet on it. Number two – Yuri Kulik.
Yeah, I think that too.
And number three,
because
Matthew
of where
Savoy.
They both are, kind of one's in Rochester, one's where.
And he,
what is, I don't know what league that is. Where
the WHL.
Yeah,
he could play at the beginning of next year too. It could come to terms that Kulik and Savoy debut at the exact same time.
Okay,
but Kulik could play at the end of this year if they fall out.
Would you rank them the same if I said regular roster spot, not just first game?
I would. I would.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I would. I think Kulik is more likely to win a job out of camp next year than Savoy is.
Okay,
he's
just
more
mature. And what about Levi?
So, real quick on Devin Levi. We talk about going right to the NHL. Rochester, how long in Rochester, right? Mm-hmm. You see in Friedman's report, or in his 32 thoughts, he said that Levi is very open to and has gone non-traditional routes.
I didn't know what that meant. Does that mean
he did
Europe?
That? He did that in juniors.
Or something?
He did that in college a little bit. I
don't know the rules there.
I wonder about Europe. Really, I wonder if Devin Levi, if he doesn't like the Sabres, you know, picture going forward. He said, Elliot Friedman said he's ready for pro hockey. If Levi agrees, and that I'm guessing that comes from him, that Levi thinks he's ready for pro hockey, but he doesn't want to go to Rochester, and he thinks that the Sabres plan on sending him to Rochester, I could see him going and signing in Europe the same way Austin Matthews did instead of going to college before he was in the NHL.
So, but is he allowed to do that while he's under contract with the Sabres as a professional?
I think so.
Not under contract. Rights to him, I should say.
They have the rights. I'll double check on that. But, like, Lawrence Pilot signed in the KHL when the Sabres had his rights. So I wonder if it depends on the league. The KHL is different because –
It's a great question. I'm
but if he wanted to go,
rules.
If he wanted to go play in Switzerland, I'm pretty sure he'd be able to do that.
Because we don't know of anybody else who's done this, right? I can't think
Austin
of other
Matthews. But his was
a
little
in college though.
He did that instead of college.
Correct.
But he still did it. It's kind of the same thing.
Okay.
You're right. The rules would be different, but the reasons why he'd do it would be, I think, the same that Matthews did it, which was he wants one more year of development, and if it's not going to be the NHL, he's going there.
It's the same thing in hockey. If you're a certain age, you can't go play juniors, or you can. Like, it's an underage junior rule.
Right.
It's a weird – hockey's very weird when it comes to a lot of these things.
I'll double-check this, but I'm pretty sure if Levi wanted to go play in Sweden or Switzerland, he would be able to do it.
All right, we will take a timeout here. We'll come back. Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino, Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Jody Biasi, and the Extra Point Show.